Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, Matthew chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. And then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That's Matthew chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. The journey to Jesus is seldom free of obstacles. It certainly wasn't easy for the wise men. Their trip was long, tiring, and treacherous. Their interaction with Herod, although they were unaware of his intentions, was sinister. But they set their hearts on seeing Jesus. Nothing would hold them back. By the time the wise men arrived, Mary and Joseph were living in a house. Jesus was probably a toddler by this point. But there, after a long journey, they bowed down and they worshiped him. They presented Jesus with expensive gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. J.C. Ryle wrote in reference to the Magi, "We read of no greater faith in the whole volume of the Bible. This is the kind of faith that God delights to honor." The journey to Jesus is seldom free of obstacles. Reality with Jesus is not always a storybook life or a storybook ending. It is often tiring and messy. The believer is not free from disappointment, discouragement, or disillusionment. Sometimes the terrain is rugged and the paths are steep. But when we set our hearts on seeing Jesus, nothing will hold us back. So, Father, keep me strong for the journey. Pump perseverance into my depleted heart. Inject courage into my fearful mind. Keep my feet on the path even when the detours look more appealing. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.